today's Makara Sankranti. Varundev, he is called Ratnakar. Means he is the abode of all jewels. And his daughter is Lakshmi Devi. When Varundev offered Lakshmi Devi to Jagannath, then Jagannath, he said, you see, I have accepted her for the welfare of the whole world. Not that I think about the welfare of everyone. Similarly, Lakshmi Devi also, she will help all others. Only then will I accept her if she has this desire to help all others. So that time, Lakshmi Devi, she accepted this proposal. But Varundev, he said, I am giving my daughter. Will I be able to see her from time to time? And will my daughter come to my abode time to time? Or will you take her away forever? So I will never be able to see her again. Then Jagannath Devi said no. She will always remain the predominating goddess of the entire world. She will only think about the welfare of the entire world. So Jagannath, he said, there is no shortage of anything in my Pandara. But don't make my daughter work very hard, because she is very tender, soft-limbed. She has never worked so hard in her entire life. So Jagannath, he said, Baladev is with me, Subhadra is with me, the entire world is with me, all the demigods and goddesses are with me, all my associates are with me. In this way, I will have to think about the welfare of everyone. So Jagannath Dev, he started saying, I'll have to think about the welfare of everyone. So Varundev, he started thinking, what should I do? So Lakshmi Devi, she was thinking, I have to go now for Jagannath Seva. But not just Jagannath, if I want to make him happy, I have to serve the entire world. But not just independently. I'll have to serve him like how he wants me to. So when Lakshmi Devi came to serve Jagannath, then as soon as she came to Jagannath, then she made 550 cooking pits. She said, and Jagannath, he said, you'll have to cook in all these 550 cooking pits. Either you'll have to have many maid servants, many helpers, or you'll have to cook yourself. And that's why, by Varundev's prayers, Indra, he sent many devatas to help Lakshmi. But no devata could enter into that place where this fire has to be ignited. So this way, they'll have to spend so much time. So Lakshmi Devi, she told the devatas, you'll have to cut all the vegetables, you'll have to cook, clean all the pots. And Lakshmi Devi herself, Mahalakshmi, she entered into this kitchen. There are 550 stops. And not just one or two preparations, no. Not only rice and dal, no. Jagannath, he doesn't only eat this. He, minute after minute, he eats so many new things. So that whatever he eats, he'll eat in the afternoon. Whatever he eats in the morning, he'll eat in the afternoon. No. He says, at different times of the day, I'll eat different kinds of preparations. And even during the night, I'll eat something which is different and then I'll sleep. So Lakshmi Devi, she was thinking, my father sent so many maidservants. Even Devatas came. Even Ganga and Yamuna came there to help her. All the devis came. But no one had this ability to cook every day, 12 months a year. And 12 months a year, beginning from Mangal Arati until Shayan Arati, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the night. And they say all the devatas, all the avatars of Bhagavan, they all come. And Jagannath, Subhadra, she feeds her elder brothers whatever Lakshmi has cooked. And very nice, very delicious item she has cooked. There should not be any shortage of anything. But once one thing gets finished, no. Immediately, if something is finished, then there should be another preparation for Jagannath. So there should not be any delay. So Jagannath, he had this. Varundev, he was thinking, why did I give my daughter in marriage to Jagannath? He's engaged in so much seva. Doesn't even have time. And he eats the whole time. He has such a big body. She's only cooking. And Jagannath, he's only eating. He says, he takes Achuman, again he says, oh, feed me something, I'm very hungry. And see, Bhim says, how much does he eat? Kumbhakarna, how does he eat? How much does he eat? But Jagannath, he is eating even more than them. See, although he has no hands, he accepts everything. Although he has no legs, he goes everywhere. Then if he is eating so much, then if one really has hands and legs, then how much more will he eat? If one who doesn't have hands and legs eats so much, then you can imagine how much more one who has hands and legs will eat. So Varundhar shall destroy this kitchen. Then so many waves start coming from the ocean. 20-30 feet high waves. And these waves came until the door of Jagannath temple, saying, destroy this kitchen and bring back my daughter. And send Jagannath away from here. Where did this black personality come from? He doesn't have anything nice to eat, doesn't have anything nice to wear. And he has come here and he has accepted my daughter in marriage. Why did I give my daughter in marriage to this man? He only keeps eating the whole day. I mean, he eats so much that there is no point. You see, the big pots. And one pot, 20 kilos of rice. And this is 400, 500 pots. 20 kilos of rice. 20 kilos of rice. And then in the 20 kilos of rice, 5 liters of ghee. So the rice is made with ghee, very nicely. Different kinds of sabjis. Chana bati, chola, dal, mohur, besar, mohur, chutney, fruit salad. So many different kinds of things Jagannath eats. And Lakshmi Devi cooking for him, she becomes so tired. So Varundev, he said, he comes every day and he's roaring, Varundev. And I'll break this kitchen and take my daughter away. So then Jagannath was thinking, now how can I fight with my father-in-law? You see, he said sometimes that the father-in-law is like a demon. And you see, if you feed the son-in-law, you get the fruit of serving 100 Brahmins. Because he has accepted the daughter in marriage. Because one has accepted the charity of a girl in marriage, he is very honorable. He is to be respected. So in this way, you know, Arundhav is thinking about his daughter. So Jagannath is thinking, how can I meet, how can I fight with my father-in-law? See, Jagannath, he said, I've tried engaging everyone in my seva, but you see, no one is my own. But Lakshmi, she is my own. All the others are parkiya. The others listen, they speak about me, but from far. No one is there 24 hours a day, absorbed in my seva. Even in Braj, they feed me some butter, some sweets, they speak to me, and they leave. No one stays with me 24 hours a day. Who will do so much for me 24 hours a day? So Jagannath was thinking, if Lakshmi leaves, then I'll be all alone. So then, who will do so many things for me? So then he called Hanuman. He told Hanuman that you are Ram Sevak. Then he said this. Varundhav is always coming and troubling me by his roaring waves. See, his waves are always crashing against my temple. He's threatening always that he'll destroy my temple, destroy the kitchen, take my wife away. Where did this black man come from, eating the whole day? He not only does he eat himself, he feeds others as well. This is all he does the whole day. So then Hanuman, he said, all right. And Hanuman, he started roaring. At Varundhav, he started receding. The water started receding. And when Hanuman went away, again he started disturbing Jagannath. And again he called Hanuman. So then Hanuman, he came there. Again he started roaring, again he ran away. Very far away. Like 5-6 kilometers far he went away. He receded. So then Hanuman, he is very restless. He will not stay in one place. So then, anyhow, he chained him there. Then from then, he was known as Bedi Hanuman. He said, you should not go anywhere now. You should stay in one place. Because Hanuman, he wants some nice channa. Because he likes playing, jumping from different trees. He says, how can I eat this rice in Dal in Jagannath Puri? He said, I don't like these sweets and all these things. I need something, some fruits. I need some nice fruits and roots. How can I only eat this rice and dal? And I don't eat so much. I only eat a little fruit. Little root. So Jagannath said, alright, and he bound him. Shackled his feet. Before, when Ramchandra was performing this Ashwamedh Yajna, what did Ramchandra do? Ramchandra wrote a declaration on the horse. He said, anyone who accepts defeat will not fight me. But anyone who wishes to fight me, then they'll bind this horse. But anyone who does not do so will submit to me and accept me as the emperor. So he wrote this declaration on the horse. He said the horse was leading from front and the entire army is following the horse. So when the horse came to Valmiki Rishi's ashram on the banks of the Ganga, then of course were small boys. And then they saw, what is this horse? Who is this king? He's so proud. He's saying there's no one greater than me. He's saying I'm going to do Ratsu Yajna. So whoever, who no one should touch my horse. If they touch my horse, then they're against me. In love and Kush, they told each other, who is this proud king? Is there anyone greater than my guru? Valmiki. Bharajadatri, Angira, these such great marshes. And this king is saying that he's more exalted than even them. So he said, bind the horse. They bound the horse to a tree. And then Lord of Shatrughna, they were falling from behind. And they had an army. They said, who bound the horse? He said, we. He said, you small boys, this king's horse, leave it. Obviously you have to fight with us. King might even kill you. He said, we are not scared of being killed. If you come here and you fight with us, or else where this pride come from? That I am most exalted. Who is more exalted than our guru? The sadhus. What does your master have? You take the taxes from others. We are doing all the hard work and you take the tax. And you enjoy and you are saying you are the king. At least you should also work hard and try earning something. So it is like tit for tat. Very expert in giving answers. And he said, oh brother, Parashatamna is in. Both of you are very small boys. Don't speak in this such way. See, we are the messengers of King Ram. This is his army, King Ram. So if you're trying to create nuisance, then we'll bind both of you. And the king will punish both of you, put you in prison. He said, don't speak, don't threaten us. Come in front of us, fight with us. And we'll show you who we are. So when Bharat and Shatrughna release some arrows just to scare them away, then Lav and Kush, what do? They release their own arrows and they bound everyone. So then Lakshman and Hanuman came. When they saw Bharat Shatrughna, everyone was bound by their arrows. And the entire army was unconscious, fallen on the ground. Then Lakshman, he came with Hanuman, he told these two boys. And they fought with Lakshman. And then they also defeated Lakshman and made him unconscious. But they didn't make Hanuman unconscious, they couldn't do so. So they bound him to a tree from head to toe. And after binding him, they defeated everyone. And Sitaji asked, oh my dear sons, where were you, both of you? And he said, oh my mother, they're disrespecting our guru. They're passing. They're going past your guru's ashram and they're saying, no one is greater than me. This king is saying, he has become the king only by taking the taxes from the citizens. So he has to respect the citizens. He has to respect the sadhus, guru. So who is an emperor or a king? And my mother, Sita, she said, alright, now you're hungry, eat something. What do they do in the forest? There they only get this grass. And they make rotis out of this grass. And they're tamarind seeds. And they make, and sometimes they use these seeds. And they paste them on the ground. And then they soak them in water and they make rotis. I say, these rotis went to Lav and Kush. And Lav and Kush, they told, oh mother, today one monkey came. Very effulgent and strong. We fought with him. We bound him. So give him one roti and we feed him as well. He has this tilak on his head. Very effulgent person. So what kind of monkey is this? So when this king's army came, then this monkey also had come. So Sitaji, she became very surprised. And she was weeping. Why are you weeping? And she said, he is my eldest son. Then they said, we release him. He bound him. And they bound Hanuman such a way that Hanuman could not even move a little. So Sita said, oh, we must be so hungry now. So we'll take one roti from him. So Lav and Kush said, we'll feed him this roti and bring him here to you. And Sita said, no, don't bring him here. Just release him. And give him some fruits and roots. So then when Valmiki came, then even Ramchandra came meanwhile. Ramchandra, he told these two boys, saying, leave the horse. Then they said, who are you? He said, I am the king. So you have sent the horse here. Hazrat Suyi kya? I said, where are the boys here? Then he said, I don't want to fight with boys. Then they said, you're a coward. You say, you don't fight with old people, with young people, then who do you fight with? I'm not fighting with diseased. Will you fight with your own self? And so they're very expert in giving answers. You see, especially children, if they speak, then you'll realize how innocent they are. Because those who are little old, they speak after thinking carefully. But children, whatever they comes to mind, they speak. So Ramchandra, he tolerated so much of their words. And Ram said, no, no longer tolerate. Now you made all my family, army, you made everyone unconscious. You're creating such a nuisance. He said, no, I'll defeat both of you. So then, Lokur said, oh. So they said, alright, let's see what we'll do. So Valmiki Rishi, he was also. Then he told Lavankush, who are you fighting with? And then he also told Ram, why are you fighting with these small boys? They're my Gurukul boys, they're my disciples. And Ram said, did you teach them etiquette this way? They have no proper maryada, just see how they're speaking. And he said, even the king is devoid of etiquette. Well, then how is he a king? If the king is not honoring sadhus, santas, then how is he king? The king has himself broken etiquette. Then how should we, should we behave properly towards him? Then Valmiki said, be quiet, don't speak like this in front of your elders, in front of Guru. But still they were very restless. They think, no, we can't fight this king. Because from the very childhood, Valmiki taught them how to fight in a war. And they had the blood of a Kshatriya. You see, Kshatriyas, they never were tolerant. They were very hot-headed. Kshatriya never learns how to bow down and walk. You see, Kshatriya, he always walks upright. You see, he never bows down. He thinks, how can I go and beg from house to house? Jai Valmiki said, oh Ramchandra Ji, oh Maharaj, these two boys are your sons. And the two boys, he said, you see, alright, the citizens are all the king's children. But if the citizens, if the king does not respect his children, his citizens, who are like children, then how is he worthy of being called a king? He cannot look after his children, his own citizens. So Valmiki again pacified them, but still they became even more agitated. Meanwhile, Ramchandra, he said, leave the horse and I'll go on my way. So then they let the horse go. And the king, he took the horse away and he went. So see, Hanuman, he was bound there. And Jagannath, he bound Hanuman completely. He said, no, we'll never leave this place. So he said, because of Hanuman, Varundev never comes. Forward. Hanuman is roaring so loudly. So Varundev, he reached a compromise. He said, alright. But still I want to see my daughter. He said, how can I tolerate my daughter suffering so much? Because a mother likes her son and a father likes his daughter. He said, how can I tolerate my daughter suffering so much? That time, let her at least come and see me once or twice a month. Then Jagannath said, alright, on the night of Amavasya, when she finishes the service, then I'll bring her here. Then she can meet you, and then she can return back to Puri. And he said, alright. And say, he got so many fruits. Because Lakshmi Devi, she is very tired cooking for Jagannath. She's cooking different kinds of Rajbhog for Jagannath, Chapan Bhog. But still, although she cooks for Jagannath, still she does not eat anything. Bimla Devi, she honors Jagannath Mahaprasa fully. And say, Brahma, Shiva, all the devatas, they accept this. mobs are good, not Lakshmi. And she becomes very tired. Cooking. And say this, meva, mitai, fruits, fruits. So many things are sent by Varundev for Lakshmi Devi's daughter. Because Lakshmi Devi has a separate temple. She's saying, how can I go there? Because Jagannath is staying with his elder brother, younger sister, I cannot go there. Therefore, Lakshmi Devi's temple is behind the Jagannath temple. And she made some sevaks were there for Lakshmi Devi. Seva, cook some poga. Sometimes she honors something and sometimes nothing. So one day we saw there was no solution. So that time, she started praying to Jagannath. Then Varundev said, no, I can no longer tolerate my daughter's suffering so much. He said, I'd rather die than seeing her suffer. That time, the compromise was reached. That for 1 month, Lakshmi Devi, she'll go to see her father. This is the month of Paush. According to the solar calendar, from 14 December to 14 January, for 1 month, Lakshmi Devi, she will come to the abode of Varundev. And when Lakshmi Devi comes there, to her father's house, then you see this ocean is very silent. Beginning from 14 December to 14 January, if you go to Jagannath Puri, the ocean is very safe. Even if you walk 1 kilometer into the ocean, you will see there are no waves. The ocean is very still. Because Lakshmi Devi has returned home. He is very happy. The ocean, Varundev. So Lakshmi Devi, she came. She met her father. Then she met her mother, her brother, and she served in so many ways. So meanwhile, she was thinking, what is my husband eating now? And Yashoda, she is very old. So this way, Yashoda said, how can I cook for so many? I can cook for you. If I have to cook for everyone, then I will make khichdi for everyone. I won't cook anything else. You will only eat fruits and roots and khichdi, nothing else. And not only in the morning. Sometimes, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, it takes me. I have to cook for so many. So this way, you see this cooking with milk and khichdi. This way, mixing khichdi with milk. And this way, by the time everything is cooked, she has to wake up at 4. In this way, this khichdi has to be cooked quickly. In this way. So this way Makar Sankranti takes place in such, in this way, when Lakshmi, she returns to her house in Jagannath Puri. In this way, when she returns home to Jagannath, then the father sends so many things. In this way. And then all the devatas, they send so many things for Lakshmi Devi's happiness. And Lakshmi Devi, she goes there to see Jagannath. And she says, alright, I'm going there. I have to bring some gifts for Jagannath. She brings gifts, sweets, so many things. Decorations, ornaments. And this way, Lakshmi Devi, she sees all these devatas, manas, rakshas, yakshas, kinaras, gandharvas, they all come and they all bring gifts for Lakshmi Devi. So they say, they bring so many gifts for Lakshmi that there's not even space there in Jagannath temple to keep these things there. So Lakshmi Devi, she has this vehicle. This carrier is the crocodile, Makar. And she sits on this crocodile with a lotus in her hands. And there's so many gifts being brought to her. And Jagannath is saying, my entire storehouse is empty. And then he's saying, where did all these gifts from come from? And the devotees know, if we don't give anything to Lakshmi, then we'll lose everything. Therefore, they're always thinking, how to please Lakshmi. And then we'll never face any shortage. Because if Lakshmi becomes angry, then they'll have to suffer. So in this way, they'll have to suffer so much then. Jagannath is seeing everything. Then, I'll have to do something. So then, around the temple, all the sevaks, Nanda, Sunanda, Vishwakshin, Jai Vijay, Mahalakshmi, they spoke to each other and said, Mahalakshmi is coming. They'll have to receive her, to respect them. So this way, everyone is standing on the banks of the ocean, waiting for Lakshmi to return there. To Jagannath Puri. This way, they bring so many different kinds of things as gifts to bring to Lakshmi Devi. There is a lot of time. Like yesterday night, she is supposed to return. Because the father doesn't want to leave the daughter there. Father saying that, oh, don't leave me. Even the mother doesn't want to leave Lakshmi. Don't leave me here. No one desires that Lakshmi should leave them. This way, this has to work so hard. And this way, even in Braj, you see Radharani, she has to cook more than 500 oven spots. But she has many sakis and mandiris to help her. And there's Dhanishta and so many. All the Rajdevis help Radharani. And they're all very good cooks. Vrindadevi has trained all them. But in Puri, Lakshmi Devi is all alone. Therefore, no one wants to leave them. But Lakshmi Devi is thinking, now what can I do? No, 1 month anyhow, I convinced Jagannath, but how can I stay longer here? Because one who always works hard can never stay still. So I think I'll have to go back. I have so many services to do there to Jagannath. What is he eating there? Because Yashoda is cooking for him there. She's very old. She's cooking often in Kichdi at 12 in the afternoon, 1 in the afternoon. So Jagannath sometimes, he goes covering with Baldev, takes cows, and he says, oh, please give me some buttermilk to drink. He goes to another house and he says, oh, he gives his earrings away to an old lady. He gives his ring and he says, give me some buttermilk, some food to eat. So he's going everywhere asking food. So without Lakshmi, who can possibly feed him? This way, he does not like eating fruits and roots. He likes eating this, peanuts there. And he also has his date trees there. Sometimes he likes eating almonds. And he won't eat all kinds of fruits. He'll only eat bananas, pineapples, jackfruits, mangoes. Say, the pineapple is called safari, banana is called kadri, and jackfruit is called panas. This is banana, this is jackfruit, mango, and this amrafal. This is mango. And so he only likes eating these four fruits. Banana, jackfruit, mango, and the other one. So say, Jagannath, he's wandering all over this Kshetramandal, which is also 84 mile in radius. So Baldev, he tells Jagannath, oh, you call Lakshmi. Then I'll call Garuda and he can bring Lakshmi. Because Subhadra, she cannot bring Lakshmi. Because Subhadra, she can go on a horse. She can fight a war. She knows how to drive a chariot. But Subhadra, going into the kitchen, she does not know how to cook, how to make rotis. She knows how to fight, but. So Baldev said, should I call someone from Devalok to cook for you? From Swargalok or someone from Braj? Then again Lakshmidevi will become unhappy. She should not even take the name of Raj. If anyone even takes the name of Raj, then Varundev will never send his daughter there to Jagannath Puri. He will never send her then. Because he's saying, why should I send her when the Braj Vasi is already there cooking for Jagannath? So there's a big problem. So today when Lakshmidevi is coming back, then Jagannath, he becomes very happy. And then again he can eat 56 kinds of boga there. Or else only Yashoda is cooking khichdi for him. There's so many devatas there. There's a rule there. There's the lakhs of people there in Jagannath Puri. You see, they only like eating this Mahaprasad. They won't eat anything except Mahaprasad. Like for 15 days when Jagannath falls sick, there's no Mahaprasad. At the time the Daitas, Pandas, they don't eat anything. They only take the remnants of Jagannath. There Jagannath is only fed fruits and roots. That time they also eat only fruits and roots. They don't eat anything else. That time Lakshmi also will not cook for 15 days. And Jagannath is sick, so she won't cook that time. And then another 15 days he goes to Gundicha after Rath Yatra. So again she cannot cook. So then for 1 month she cannot cook, and here this 1 month also she cannot cook. So is it 2 months she doesn't cook. So Varundev is very happy that Jagannath has fallen sick. She's saying, good, may he fall sick every day. Then my daughter-in-law can stay with me. My daughter can stay with me. Then she'll not have to cook so much for him. But the daughter is very sad, seeing that he cannot cook for Jagannath. Because Lakshmi is thinking, oh, he took his brother and sister, but he doesn't take me. So then Janera Panchami, she goes, breaks the chariot. And then she asks Jagannath, says, where have you hidden Jagannath? Bring him here. And then they say that Jagannath is hiding somewhere in Kunja. Because he's black already, and it's already very dark at night. So she cannot see him in the Kunja. And Baldev is already at a distance. Because Lakshmi is coming, then he is smiling from a distance. And Subhadra also is hiding somewhere in some Kunja, so that Lakshmi cannot see her. So Jagannath is saying, that why are you disturbing? I'm going to return now anytime, Jagannath Puri. Why are you feeling so sad? And what does Lakshmi do? If Jagannath wasn't there, So when she goes for Jagannath, so Jagannath, you see, Lakshmi Devi herself goes on Bhiksha, asking for money, Pranami. Because when Jagannath Puri, if Jagannath doesn't come to the Jagannath temple, then who will possibly give Pranami to Lakshmi without Jagannath? So she herself is thinking that, no, I have no value without Jagannath. If Jagannath is in the Sri Mandir, in the Sri temple, then everyone will come to see me, or else no one will come to see me. So therefore she return. So Lakshmi is thinking, okay, let me ask my father for something. But then she becomes very shy. How can I ask my father? And so when there's Neelatri Vijay, when Jagannath returns from the Gundicha temple, then she becomes very happy. And then whatever Jagannath desires, she gives. And this way she becomes very happy. So in this way, so she has so much mamata for Jagannath. So today on this tithi, on one side, Lakshmi, she returns from Varun Lok. Therefore, so much charity is given, everything is given in the name of Lakshmi. All these festivals are held in her honor. All these instruments are played. All these lamps are lit. And Lakshmi, she comes and they all welcome her. Many gifts are given. This way, on the other side, when the ocean was being churned, at that time, the devatas, when this poison first came out, then the whole world started to burn because of this poison. So that time, Shiv Thakur, on everyone's request, he drank this poison, Skalkut Vish, and he held it in his throat, because in his heart there's Paramatma, then Paramatma might be burnt, so he held that poison in his throat. But he was very sad. Why? Because There was so much poison in his throat. So you see, how can I cool my head? I cannot meditate on Bhagavan. So therefore, you see, a materialistic man, he has so much poison in his head. Therefore, he's never happy. No matter what he does, he can never be happy in his heart. Because poison is like that. This poison of sense enjoyment. So can this poison be removed? Because he cannot meditate on Bhagavan, remember him, pray to him. Only then he can have this shanti. But this effect of poison is such that can never make the mind happy. Whole day, he's very, in so much difficulty. Very restless. Let him see, what should I do? Who can I speak to? See, unless a person has been bitten by a snake, how can he possibly know how painful a snake bite is, unless he himself has been bitten by a snake. Similarly, if one is feeling separation, if one himself hasn't felt separation, then how can he possibly understand the pain of separation? Sadhguru Shivaji is thinking, how long can I suffer like this, with this poison in my throat? So then Prabhu, he is Dayamoy, very compassionate. So then here on the other side, Maharaj Sagar, he became the emperor of the entire world. So he prayed to Brahma. You have given me this position of a king. But what can I do to make them happy? All the jivas. Everything from one wife, he had 60,000 sons, and from another wife, he had one son. So he was thinking, how can I instruct these sons properly, so that these sons can also work for the benefit of others, and respect all the other devatas. So they said, please tell, instruct me. The Brahma, he said, alright. You do yagya. You need to perform 180 yagyas, then Bhagavan will become happy. And whatever you want, he'll give you. Whatever you wish. So he started doing this yagya. Say, when he performed 107 yagyas, when the last yagya was to be performed, he was saying, Indra was thinking, he's going to steal my wife now, and he'll take over the position of, he'll take over the position, take over the three worlds. So Indra, sometimes he appears as sannyasi and stole the horse away. Sometimes he appears as a kapalik and steal the horse away. This way, Puru would fight with Indra. Prithu would fight with Indra and bring the horse back. So this way, he hid the horse somewhere once. Previously, Prithu fought with Indra, but now he did the same thing with Sagar also. So then they started looking everywhere. Then they started digging in all directions, trying to find the horse, the 60,000 sons of Sagar. There in Patalok, there's a Kapil Rishi, he was absorbed in Dhyan. And all the horse was nicely roaming in front of Kapil Rishi's ashram, eating grass. And they said, being a sadhu, he has stolen a horse away and kept his horse in his ashram. Because now they were very angry at Kapil, saying, kidnap the horse. They said, let's attack him. And he was absorbed in his meditation, and as soon as he opened his eyes, he saw the 60,000 sons creating a lot of nuisance, speaking in lowly, lowly. So when he opened his eyes, he burned them to ashes. And now they... No, this horse did not come back, so how could he finish his yagya, Sagar Maharaj? Then he had one more son, Asamanjas, who was the son from the other wife. So Asamanjas tried so much to deliver the sons, but his life ended. So then he had another son, Dilip. Dilip did so many things. Then Dilip, he had the son Bhagirath. So Bhagirath, he performed such austerities. He worshipped Shivji, Surudev. Surudev, he told him, you make Brahma happy. And then, in his Kamandalu, Gangaji, she is present. If you give him one drop of water there, then the ancestors will be delivered by just a touch of this drop of Ganga. And they'll return to their abode. Or else there's no way. Because they're burnt by this curse. Had they been burnt by fire, then they could have just accepted another body. But now that they've been burnt by the fire of this curse, it's very difficult for them to accept another life. Another life form. So Bhagirath, he started praying to Brahma, and Brahma said, alright, I'll pray to Bhagavan. So wait for his order. So when Prabhu's order was received, then he said, alright, give this drop of water. And Ganga, she has to come from the Brahmalok, cool carrier. Or else she's going to Patalok. So at that time, she has to cross these 7 planetary systems. In these 14 planetary systems, Earth is the middle. So you have to cross the 7 upper planetary systems and enter Earth. So again he prayed to Vishnu, Bhagirath. And he said, make Shiv Thakur happy. And then Shiv Thakur said, alright. If Ganga Devi, she'll descend, I'll carry her on my head. He didn't know that even this, by carrying the Shanavata Vishnu on my head, then this pain in my heart will go away. So that time when she descended, then he kept her on his head, on his matted locks. And then he realized, Ganga's on my head, my heart is becoming so cold. No, I can meditate on my Prabhu now, without any difficulty. So then, as soon as he kept Ganga on his head, he became free from all these disturbances. Therefore, you know this is Abhimukta Ghat. He became so happy, Kedarnath, that he didn't want to leave Ganga now. He said, no, I will not leave Ganga, I'll go anywhere else. Because I was suffering so much, I could never engage in serving Bhagavan in this Ram Kirtan. So now that this poison is going on, the effect of this poison, now I'll become very happy. So Bhagirath again, he found austerities to please Shivji. Then Brahmaji came. Then Vishnu came. And they said, oh, Bholinath, at least leave one drop of water. You keep all the water in your matlocks, at least release one small drop. And Shivji, he said, alright. Then from Gomukh Kedarnath, then there this water started coming. From Gomukh. So how should she go? Ganga Devi asked. So if she goes on his own, then she'll destroy everything on the way. Because such was the force with which she was flowing down. So then Bhagirath, he blew on his conch. She says, keep following me, and then you first follow me. And he started offering many sauces, and Ganga started following Bhagirath. She started following as he was blowing on his conch. So as Ganga Devi Patit Pavani Gangi was going, she was purifying all the 3 worlds. So there was one Brahman who was very intelligent. Seeing Bhagirath is playing on his conch, so I'll also blow on my conch and steal Ganga away from here. So Bhagirath, as he was going front, this Brahman was blowing on his conch, and he took Ganga to Bangladesh. He said, Ganga Devi, you come here. Because the ocean is here, you can meet here. No need to go there to deliver Bhagirath's ancestors. So he was blowing on his conch, and Ganga, she went there. Then Bhagirath looked behind, Ganga was disappeared. Then he was saying, what is this? Ganga is no longer behind me. Then when he returned, he saw another Brahmin was blowing on his conch. Ganga Devi was going there. He was saying, where did this hypocrite come from? Then Ganga Devi said, what can I do? I was following the sound of the conch, and he started blowing on the conch also. So then she went there already, and then she returned back. So when she was going there, she is in one tributary, and when she returned, she is in another tributary. So then the Brahman said, the fruit that you get from bathing in the Ganga, you will not get here in this place. This is like rejected, this place.
Therefore, she is known as Meghana and Padma there. And she, while going, she is known as Meghana, and returning, she is known as Padma. It's a huge river. And then she returns as another tributary. And then following Bhagirath, she again, and on Ganga Dashara, and she made all 10 directions pure after many months. And on Sankranti, she went and entered into the ocean. She reached this rishi, Kapal Rishi's ashram. And then this way, even the ashes were not found. But then anyhow, there were some slight remains of their bodies. And so Bhagirath worshipped Kapildev, worshipped Gangadev, of Uttarpan for his ancestors. And so they were all delivered and they were liberated. So the rain is in. That if anyone on this tithi, Sankranti tithi, where this Ganga Devi meets the ocean, if anyone goes and bathes there and gives in charity, meditates and remembers Ganga Devi, does havan, then he gets this inexhaustible fruit. He'll never be entangled in samsara. Therefore, even if you go to different pilgrimage places many times, you get the fruit of going Ganga Sagar only once. And it is said, and Shankaracharya himself has avastavsati to Ganga Devi. He said, even if there are fish and snakes in Ganga, turtles, anything, then just with the touch of the Ganga, they again enter into Vaikuntha. As Garuda was flying over the Ganga, he saw a huge snake. And then he saw the tail of the snake was touching the Ganga, and the mouth was in a snake hole, because the snake was feeding on some mouse or something. And Garuda caught the tail of the snake and pulled it out. And Garuda is very strong. And you see Garuda and the snakes are arch enemies. And you see the snake died when Garuda caught hold of the snake. But because Garuda was pulling the snake by its beak and the snake was touching the Ganga, then the snake left its snake body, became four-handed and sat on Garuda. And she said, now take me to Vaikuntha now. You came to eat me now, now you take me to Vaikuntha now. And then Garuda had to take that entity to Vaikuntha, the Jiva. So all these dealers are present there. Maji's glories are like innumerable. He has innumerable glories. Sometimes he appears as Bhishma's mother. Sometimes as Bhagavati in Patal Lok. Sometimes Mandakini in Sarga. And Bhagirathi here in earth. And sometimes she is also Krishna Priya. Bhavat Priya. She is also present as a beloved of Krishna. In Braj, here in Vrindavan, there is a beautiful temple of Gangaji. Here and there. But by the influence of time, everything has been covered now. There's some, they say, oh, they've bound, imprisoned Ganga Devi. Now she's no for Boga, no Seva Puja, nothing. And there only anyone even have darshan of Ganga Devi. Ganga Devi, she has such property, and all the property is sold. And those who have this property, they don't even do Seva Puja. It's a matter of misfortune. No one even knows there's a temple of Ganga Devi there. At least they put the name there, there's a temple of Ganga Devi. They haven't done anything there. So Bhagwan, if he desires, then being free from these people, then Seva Puja will continue there. Then they'll realize the value of serving Ganga Devi. But now you see in Ganga Devi's temple, they have locked Ganga Devi inside now. There's a very nice temple there for Ganga Devi. But by Kali's influence, it's been locked. In Vrindavan itself, this deity of Ganga Devi. Before, this temple was in the hands of someone else. But at least now it's in the hands of the devotees. In the hands of big devotees, but still she's imprisoned there. At least you offer arati and offer boga to her. At least you go there and offer, go for darshan. It is a very ancient temple of Gangaji. Maybe since the time of Rupa Sanatan. Made of red stones, this temple. Sometimes we used to stay there also, during Maharaj's time. I stay with the Brahmacharis, we do Kirtan there in front of Ganga Devi. Now that's become, go down there like a storage house. But whoever stay, came there, no one could stay there. Someone died, someone ran away. And now, those, it's come into the hands of certain devotees. But they don't wish to preserve the sanctity of such ancient deities. They'll make new temples, they'll bring new deities, but the old deities, no one, they don't wish to preserve their Vaishishtya. So this is Kali Yuga. So where is this deity of Ganga Devi found? So if you say something bad, then they become angry. If you say something good, then you're their friend. This is the influence of Kali. Therefore, they're always fighting, this, that, court case and all these things. Because Ganga Devi is not being worshipped there properly. Because there's so much opulence there. At least it should be worshipped properly, but no. So they get this shanti from. In Braj in Vrindavan you can find this beautiful temple, beautiful deity. But still you will not know where this temple is. Because Kali Yuga, if you say something, then they get offended. If you say something nice, then they'll even come to attack you. If you say something bad, then they'll be very happy with you. So listen. Tomorrow we'll continue singing glories of Vrindavan. Reap.